Now I want to welcome into the studio Daiga Anchikowska from Fingal Volunteer Centre. Good morning, Daiga.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, now we're going to talk about the Volunteer of the Year's Award. And you're from Fingal Volunteer Centre, so it's the North Dublin Centre. So will you tell us a bit about Volunteer Ireland and Fingal Volunteer Centre?
So I represent Fingal Volunteer Centre, and we are one of the 21 centres, volunteer centres in Ireland, and we are also supported by Volunteer Ireland, which is our national volunteering development agency. We provide a number of services for both organisations and volunteers who are looking to volunteer as well. So basically we have a database which is called an iVol, where people can go freely and search for various opportunities in their own locality. And they can not only search for these opportunities, they can also apply for these opportunities. And we also provide the same services for organisations that are currently looking to involve volunteers in their work, who may not necessarily have the resources to promote these opportunities to the people.
Yeah, and it's a coincidence. We just did an interview there with CASA, and you were saying that you actually helped CASA out couple of years back, was it?
No, that was just last year, before Christmas. We were helping with renovation of their respite house in Malahide, and that was actually reflected on one of their programmes as well. The programme was called At Your Service, and it was hosted by Brendan Brothers, and what we achieved was pretty outstanding.
Okay, so that'd give people an idea of the type of volunteering. But there's a list here of types of volunteering you could do. Would you just tell the listeners what sort of, like, there's arts, culture, and media, animals, and the environment, and it's endless, isn't it? Like.
Yeah, there are a number of opportunities that are there on the website. There's anything starting from animals to older people to counselling to once-off opportunities. And I suppose most of these opportunities could be divided into different categories. The first ones would be that would be done on an ongoing basis. So they could be done weekly or on a monthly basis. So they would be, let's say, if you were volunteering as a befriender and you were just providing a listening ear to somebody who was experiencing, let's say, loneliness or homelessness even. And then again, if you didn't have much time in your hands or you didn't know how long you were available for, you could commit yourself to once-off opportunities, which would be various type of festivals, as well as different fundraisers, which are so much needed for so many organisations to survive.
There's people listening out there and they're saying to us, I'd like to volunteer for something. How do they go about it? And like, is there training involved or is there guard vetting and stuff like that?
I suppose it really depends on an opportunity you're interested in. So let's say most of the roles that would deal with children or vulnerable adults, you would need to undergo Garda vetting. However, most of the short-term volunteering opportunities, there probably wouldn't be Garda vetting required. Most of the organisations these days, they do provide training or some sort of induction and briefing so that you now know what you're doing and you know what's expected from you. And this is also the type of thing that we encourage all organisations to do. We encourage them to provide this type of training to the volunteers and make sure that they're well looked after.
And we'll talk about now the Volunteer of the Year Awards. How does that work? And before we go there, if somebody is volunteering, say if somebody's training a football team in a park, he's a volunteer. Or do you have to be a member of Volunteer Ireland to go in for a Volunteer of the Year Award?
You don't necessarily have to be part of registered volunteers because there's so many volunteers that are not registered with us. Like, the aim of our services would be to maybe promote volunteering to those people who may not necessarily be aware of the opportunities that are available in their own localities. So not at all. You don't have to be registered with one of the volunteer centres in order to be nominated for Volunteer Ireland Awards. So basically it could be anybody in the society, and it's open to anybody, any member of public in Ireland. And you don't also have to be a member of an organisation in order to nominate a volunteer. So let's say if you knew somebody who was living next door to you, and he was doing an outstanding job within a community, you could easily nominate this person for the Volunteer Ireland Awards.
Yeah, we have a lot of volunteers here in NFM who come in and volunteer and do programmes and help out with the community things that are going on. So if I wanted to nominate somebody for Volunteer of the Year, how would I go about doing that?
So basically you just need to browse a Volunteer Ireland website, which is volunteer.ie, and simply fill out a nomination form. And I suppose Volunteer Ireland Awards are the national awards to celebrate volunteering in Ireland. And as we know, there are thousands of volunteers out there who do a brilliant and outstanding job. As we know, so many festivals and organisations would be affected or pretty much non-existent if there were no volunteers. I suppose Volunteer Ireland Awards is an opportunity to recognise the work that these volunteers are doing.
Yeah, and this is the seventh annual Volunteer Ireland Awards. And what is the winner, so to speak? What does he get?
People who are shortlisted will be invited to the Gala Volunteer Ireland Awards ceremony, which will be hosted on the 4th of December in Dublin City Hall, which is also International Volunteer Day. There are 10 different categories that volunteers can be nominated in. So, for example, arts, culture and media, children and young people, community, education and training, and so forth. And there is also one overall category, Volunteer of the Year Awards as well. So that will be awarded to one of the volunteers as well. And I suppose like the deadline for closing of applications is Friday the 24th of October, so you have over a month to nominate a volunteer for this award.
And I'm just reading here, there's some 300,000 hours of volunteering so far have been clocked up, and if you turn that into an industrial wage, it's 6.6 million.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's fantastic. And you mentioned earlier on there, IVOL. Would you just explain to the people what IVOL is?
Yeah, IVOL is a national database of volunteering opportunities and listings. And it's also a smartphone app which you can easily access from your phone. It's available from Apple App Store as well as on Google Play. So you can basically access it from anywhere in Ireland or even in the world.
Yeah, and I'm just reading here as well. This year, it's the Volunteer of the Year Award will be named in memory of Christine Buckley, who was a co-founder of the Aisling Centre. So that's a lovely gesture there. So is there anything else you'd like to add, Daiga? Have I forgotten anything?
I suppose, as I mentioned earlier as well, if you know somebody who is doing a brilliant work and sometimes goes quietly and unnoticed, this is your opportunity and say to actually nominate this person for the award. And I'm sure we each know one or probably a few volunteers that would deserve to be nominated for this award. I suppose what I would also like to say is that last year Volunteer Ireland received close to 800 applications, and each of these people nominated for the awards, they got a thank you card as well to acknowledge their hard work and effort.
I say an awful lot of volunteers are just overlooked and taken for granted, so it would be a great thing, and it'd be great to be recognised as for the work you're doing.
I suppose it is, and sometimes what volunteers are basically looking for is a simple thank you, and it is a nice way of saying thank you for the work that they do. They're not really expecting a lot, you know, they just want to be acknowledged and appreciated for the work that they do.
Okay, and we just mentioned that it was actually you said it to me that Fingal Volunteer Centre, if people from this immediate area wants to become a volunteer or anything like that, they can go onto the website, but people from this area would be covered by which volunteer centre?
Your listeners would probably be covered by Dublin City Volunteer Centre, so you can go onto their website or you can contact them on 01 473 7482, or if you were living in North County Dublin, then you would go onto our website, which is www.volunteerfingal.ie, and you can phone us on 01 820 9550.
Now, I want to thank you for coming into the studio this morning. It was very interesting talking to you. Thank you very much for coming in to me.
Thanks, John.
Okay, you're more than welcome.